So, Daniel, I didn't want this week's cold open to be mean because everyone's like, Nick, why are you always making fun of Danny? And I'd like to take this opportunity to say that I believe Danny is a very attractive man. Somebody in our comments said, Danny looks like Andrew Garfield. And I was like, about time we got to talk about how pretty Danny is going. But
where's this going?
You have had a tough week.
I've had a tough life. You Nick. Have had a tough week.
I'm sorry, everyone is piling on you, and then you have the audacity to say that the Unreal Engine tech test that Fortnite put out, that's 30 seconds of gameplay where you hit wolves with an axe, wasn't an RPG.
I got absolutely torn asunder.
Were the 12-year-olds upset or what? You got hit with this man has the Discord accent, which, listen, let's be real. As to somebody who's on the Danny doesn't have a lisp train, you might have had a lisp in that video.
I don't know what happened, but they were 100% in the right. I rolled out of bed, recorded that video.
Fortnite is so bad. Sounded like Kenny.
I had people, I've never, like, I went through the whole, like, I went through middle school fine. I went through high school fine.
Yep.
I got, like, the absolute fucking, like, 80s sitcom bully treatment.
Oh, yeah, people they stuffed you in a locker.
All the comments are like, according to my calculations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do a video here, guys.
Just playing it with one hand or trying to record with the other. You're just like, this is just like, I'm trying to be like, why are you exaggerating? And you are not out of pocket. Also, that's not even the worst thing that's happened to you this week.
What happened? Well, because what else happened? I know you're right.
We made the other realization that, so we have a TikTok page.
Oh, and if you're listening,
and if you're listening,
this sucks so hard.
You should follow the TikTok page, is where all of our, you know, little memeable moments go up. We laugh, you double click, and then the app gets banned in a week and all of our hard work disappears. But we realized something.
What did we realize?
The beauty of TikTok.
What did I realize?
Is that sometimes your videos do very well, and then sometimes your videos don't do as well. And you know, it's a coin flip. But apparently there's a formula to our TikToks doing well. And it's that in the thumbnail, I'm shown. Not you. And so I don't think I need it.
I don't think there's any reason to look into it.
No, I don't think
there's any reason to call that data.
There's only like 40 or so data points. Then like it's true to the nature every single time that my face means views and yours means.
What does it mean, Nick?
Listen.
Know what? I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of this.
Uh-huh.
I've compiled only nice comments about my appearance.
Okay, let's
Some
do it.
Some of them have you.
Let's do the Danny is pretty. This is Danny is pretty corner.
Here we go. Sam Davis on one of our podcast
Thank
episodes.
Thank you, Sam Davis.
Look at this whole meal named Danny Mata.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sam Davis.
Wow.
Maybell Limpin. I aspire to have Nick's impeccable posture. That one's about you.
Okay, I'll take it. I don't need it, but I'll take it.
Kawhi, those TikTok comments were hilarious. However, respectfully, Danny is hot. Hashtag pro hot Danny.
I think the narrative has gotten skewed where people believe that I am not hashtag pro hot Danny because I am the most ardent supporter of it. But
I just wish it wasn't like this small sect of insurgents.
Listen.
Against the grand scheme of things.
Do you know what you can accomplish with a fervent cult-like following?
I don't want to have to throw a coup against Big Danny's Ugly.
I think it's about time we started making the movements.
Also
making Molotovs.
Zai, Danny already stroking his hair like seconds into the podcast. LMAO, classic wig arms. Wait a second.
I think we've gone the wrong way.
Here we go. Matt E., don't laser your arm hair. It is the main reason I find you attractive.
So there is a lid for every pot, baby.
A lot of these are about how hairy my arms are. I was in a dark place when I was taking these screenshots.
They're not even that hairy. As you're taking the screenshots, like holding your phone in your hand, like looking at your arms, just like, it's not that bad.
Just like shaving one arm. Like
fingernails across. But yeah, that's our cold open. Nick's trying to be nicer. And you guys should try as well.
This is you trying to be nicer?
This is me trying to be nicer. I am NC Hammer 23, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Danny have a lot to talk about today, which is why I'm cutting our cold opening a little shorter than it usually runs. But NC Hammer 23 on all of the channels. Please go ahead and follow.
I'm Danny Mata, otherwise known as Jesus Christ!
And that's our guest, Jose, also known as Tropical Joe on all of the platforms.
I'm back, bitches.
Just invading my whole ass space.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Happy to have you here.
It's been a while since I've seen these men, in meaning like 24 hours or like 2 weeks. I love this. I love the setup.
Okay, you don't have to get all.
Yeah, listen. We
I love Jose coming in just like, "How's it going, everybody? Yeah. Danny, you get on, get out of here. You're good.
How about you slide on out of here, Daniel?" We do have a little Ghetto-licious setup currently. We tried to do three mics. And unfortunately, we couldn't figure that out. Then again, we've been trying to figure out how to live stream for what has now been 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll get there eventually, slowly but surely.
What we're going to do is you'll be our lead vocalist, and Jose and I will be like your little doo-wop background singers.
In a world where three men discuss the most pressing anime topics.
Speaking of anime topics, though, this week, whole lot going on. Mostly because this week has given us the end of the... the winter 2023 has now come to a close. So Blue Lock is over.
Sad news.
Vinland Saga is over. A lot going on. So
My Hero is over.
My Hero ended so well. So my bad. Go.
It's a podcast, baby. You can jump in whenever you want.
I loved the My Hero ending. I'm not going to lie. I loved... I think I liked My Hero more than Blue Lock because it made me cry more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely feel like where they're going, especially with Deku's story, I know like the manga only people are going to be like, "Oh, you're missing out. You should read what fucking happens next." I don't care. Okay. I'm going to watch the anime.
What are the manga only people? First, as somebody who's read the manga, but like, what are they saying?
So I got
Do the voice again?
Oh my God.
You're going to sound like me though.
No.
That's like, he just like me for real.
So it's happened to me before with like talking about either One Piece or anything like that. Like the people that like read the manga, they're like, the manga is always better. I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to enjoy it because the animation looks cool. The adaptation actually looks good. Some people told me that actually Dark Deku was adapted better in the show than in the manga. And I was like, yo, that's a reason to watch the anime and not like complain about it online.
It's kind of a toss up because Vigilante Deku is awesome. It's like, it is like, he is really cool. And the points of like sadness and sorrow feel sadder and like more poignant when you hear like the music.
Right.
And it's animated. So like I cried through, I think when Uraraka got up on like the ceiling there and was like yelling at everybody, like, "Let Deku in." I was just reading it because I've never cried over a manga. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, because that's just words. Okay. I can make the words as sad as I need to.
They do be words.
Exactly. They do be words.
I feel like, I don't know, I've gotten like teary over a manga, and it's because if you flip to just like a full double page, oh fuck, you're ready for a Pokemon battle.
Right? I went full Ash Ketchum on you. Yeah. Go.
When you're like, you know, in the heat of the moment, like things are ramping up, and then you turn the page and it's a full double page spread of just like Luffy uppercutting somebody or something. Mm-hmm. Like that, I'll just like sit there and like sink into that page.
Oh
like,
yeah. I call those One Punch Man moments because those happen like very frequently in One Punch Man, where it's just like a two page panel of just like a massive sprawling battle or like something very important. Yeah. And like with like Murata's like art style, it's absolutely insane because it's just like hyper detailed. It's really, really cool. So yes, we've gotten the closing of the season. And now that the season is closed, I want to talk about who we thought from like this last season, like our gold medal, our silver medal, our bronze medal. And there wasn't like a whole lot of anime this season, but like out of this like seasons of anime, what are we feeling? What was the best moments of winter 2023? I just want to do like a introspective look back on all of it.
Of all the anime, not just My Hero?
Yeah, of all like moments from like because the 2023 winter anime where we're like, wow.
Because I was going to say, I agree, we should do that.
Yeah.
But what was cool about this season of My Hero is a lot of smaller characters were really shining.
Yes.
Like Deki. That can't be his name, right? Denki? Who's the electric guy?
Denki.
Oh, yeah. Kaminari is the other one. My bad. But good. Yes, you're good.
Denki. I think it's
Denki Kaminari.
Kaminari is the...
Nope, Kaminari is... Nope,
someone
same person.
Someone has to be qualified here.
It is. I'll be the
Google
guy.
Google is our friend.
Out of people on this anime podcast here, one of us should know.
Okay, continue.
He great moment. Mirko had
You got it. We were both right.
Collaboration is key.
Mirko had an incredible like little showcase.
That was so long ago. It feels like a year. Like her kicking the Nomu down and all of that.
Her
and, like,
Beyblading through the hall.
Beyblading her arms and legs off.
It was great.
I would say as somebody who was on the baby back bitch Bakugo train, I finally feel like he redeemed himself, especially after that speech. At least to me.
Yeah. No, it's just he gets better moments later on. Like this is the beginning of Bakugo's character development arc.
Okay,
but... And, like, as you get further into, like, the war, Bakugo becomes a much more, like, established character and, like, actually becomes, like, somewhat likable. And I've hated Bakugo for a long time, but I also Deku's never been my favorite.
Who's your favorite character in My Hero?
Ida.
Okay,
but by far and away.
Good, but interesting decision.
Just a nice, like, I just love the class rep character. I love just good characters.
It helps that he's, like, ripped, tall, and looks sick. You know, he's like, got, for a nerd character. Yeah, for a nerd character, he also looks like a fucking Dark Souls knight.
Exactly,
like,
dude. His freaking suit is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Is it bad that my favorite character's a villain?
No, not at all.
Is it?
Stain.
It's not
Stain.
Stain was my favorite. I mean,
complicated.
Give Stain a nose. He's my favorite too.
What's going on with that?
I can't do the no. Because
the thing is that like I didn't they give a lore explanation in season 3 that like he like as he was trying to figure out his blood quirk, he just like self mutilated. I don't know if we can say
is that. It?
I think I also looked it up once, and there is some answer. Like
really,
maybe, we're also the people who didn't know what UA Google. Came from. That's true. So like, I don't
University
know.
Academy High.
I think honestly, just like Ida's character, like backstory, like during the Stain arc, is what made me love him. If I had to say my favorite. Like, favorite part of the entirety of the winter 2023 season.
That's even fucking worse.
What is it?
So, Stain lost his nose getting in a fight with the vigilante Knuckle Duster, who smashed his nose in. That's crazy.
Yeah. He did Knuckle Dust.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite part of the winter 2023 season, honestly, would probably either be the first episode of Buddy Daddies. Just like Miri running around.
First episode.
Miri running around
the
as
worst
the,
episode
the mid
of Buddy
gunfight.
Daddies.
Or episode, like the family day thing of Buddy Daddies, where like they were like, you haven't gotten there because you're watching it in dub.
Also,
ouch.
The episode you just described is episode 2 of Buddy Daddies.
Really?
Her running around with the guns going on? Unless you mean.
We don't get Miri until episode 2?
No, she's in. Do you mean at the gala or when Kazuki has her in one arm and Rei in the other arm?
I'm talking about when they kill her dad.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah, that's episode one. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Oh, well, no.
It's for episode one? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You see Nick?
Oh, no.
You gotta dive over the table over that.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. So that's probably been that or really like Vinland Saga, like watching Thorfinn like have his conversation with Askeladd in like Valhalla, I guess, sort of. It's like not actually Valhalla. It was a really cool moment. So like it's been a very understated winter season, and I don't think spring is really all that much better. There's two big names coming out in spring.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Okay, what this
brings
like, that's one thing that I wanted to talk about. What is considered like spring anime season?
What's starting in like a week? Like April?
Till
June, I believe.
Bro, we got Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. Those are like the two of the biggest.
Jujutsu Kaisen's not till June.
Jujutsu Kaisen's
you said June.
No, I said April. April to June is the spring season.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's like those 12, it's like that, it's those 3 months.
I thought they were coming out next to each other.
No, so Demon Slayer is coming out like April 5th or April 6th.
Yes.
And then Dr. Stone is coming out, and those are the two big ones. Okay. And then there's just like a million isekai that nobody gives a shit about. and that's basically it. So like, I'm probably going to watch a couple of like, you know, bullshit, like Mashle and Muscles. Mashle and Muscles is coming out, which is like been a massively popular manga for a long time that I've been meaning to read. But that's like kind of my three. So like, I thought this winter season was going to be disappointing, and it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Like I found a lot of shows I genuinely enjoyed. I got into like, I liked this season of Vinland Saga more than the Prelude season.
Yeah.
Like it's just more grounded.
I have I actually wanted to get your guys' opinion because we did also get like two big events, I would say, in this winter anime season. Did you guys think that the Attack on Titan season 3 part 17,453 was
that.
Worth the wait?
Absolutely not. For sure not.
No, it's not and it is. Like, it wasn't like, it didn't blow me away. But like, obviously, like, the conclusion of Attack on Titan is so epic that it is cool to see. And me and Danny have said it was the best episode that MAPPA has done animation-wise. Yeah. There was like one or two chunky CG moments, but like final moments were sick. Seeing like Armin and what is her Annie like have their like romance. Yeah. It's like kind of stupid, but like the beginning of the rumbling is iconic. It was pretty cool to watch.
It's just an extra long episode though. Like, yeah, the Hanji bit's cool. And I thought there was one other. Oh, the very end.
The speech. I like the speech moment where like he's talking to all my friends and like, yeah, you guys are at liberty to fuck me up if you can.
Yeah, that's great. It's just, yeah, like I said, it's just an extra long episode, and it took like 6 months. We won't get another for another
6 months.
Livid. Yeah,
I was so
like,
livid.
And bro. Also, you even were livid. Though,
why?
Because we've been waiting for so long, and at this point, I would rather them do a movie because, I mean, I don't, again, I've gotten trash because, like, not knowing how it ends because of the manga. I would rather, if you have a controversy, because, okay, time wizard.
Okay.
We discussed
you're doing a timeout on yourself.
No one's jumping in.
Context.
You're just so Nick, anticipating like other people yelling at you that you're like,
yes. Yeah. The thing is, like, okay, Nick and I have talked about this beforehand. Where like, I believe this is one of the first like huge anime that is going to have an ending that like the anime canon and the manga canon are like canon to each other or not.
I hate to break it to you. It died.
It died.
That episode killed it.
Okay, bet.
Like, it was a possibility. Like, mm-hmm. It's like when your team is, like, the ninth seed, and then, okay. like, some other random team loses, and you can no longer get into the playoffs. Okay. There was a possibility.
What the hell are you talking about?
I got that. I'm full in.
You're a sweet theater boy.
I'm our demographic. My I don't know what you're
sweet
doing.
Theater boy. So, yeah, basically, this episode killed the possibility of the manga and the anime being canon to each other with different endings.
Okay.
Because there was, like, so what Jose is talking about, to elaborate on it, is there's a couple of key differences between the anime and the manga. Most specifically, like, how Eren wakes up in, like, the first episode, as opposed to, like, the first chapter of the anime, mm-hmm. or of the manga. And people kind of like drew those differences together to draw out the facts that there's going to be a different anime and a different manga ending. But unfortunately, it mirrored, like, this newest episode mirrored the manga 100%. So,
gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I like, real quick, so we are recording, and this is a video medium.
Yes.
Every now and then, Jose will whisper sweet little nothings into my ear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help him with the production.
As if that's not, like, mid you talking, it's like, you can have the mic whenever you want.
Yeah. Like, very precise mics. Like, very, like, all right, here, watch.
Nobody should agree with Eren. He's a mass murderer.
Well, that's, yeah, and that's honestly what me and Danny have beaten that point to death on this show, because we've talked about, like the true good guys are obviously Hanji, Armin, you know, Levi. Like, those are the good guys. And seeing the mass, like, outpouring of support for Eren is always weird. But, yeah, I mean, that obviously that's something you have to consider when you're talking about the winter 2023 season. It's like, yeah, there was, like, we got part 7 of the finale of Attack on Titan.
Whatever.
So what I was getting to is, like, would you guys rather have it be another special or just, like, end it with, like, a movie? Just go full on Demon Slayer, make $1 billion with a movie.
I don't know why they would. Yeah. Here's the thing, they're not going to do that. I just don't know why they would.
For no reason.
I don't know why.
Like, just finish it with another movie. Just have it at in IMAX, and I'll pay you $15 to watch it.
It's so not hype to know that an hour long episode is coming out in 6 months. Like, if they were like, yo, a movie is coming out like 3 weeks ago or whatever.
And there's no reason for them not to do it because it's not like, it doesn't make the watching experience easier to be like, oh, okay. So like, I understand why Demon Slayer was like, we release Mugen Train and then we release the episodes of Mugen Train. So you don't have to go from like episode 12 or 24 to movie to back. But like, if we're just dealing in hour and a half episodes already, adding a movie doesn't mean anything.
But it's also like, even then, Demon Slayer turning it into episodes, I thought was overkill. Like, I get that people are like, oh, well, you know, people don't want to go from, like, episodes to a movie. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. Like, people can put in a little bit of work.
Yeah. You can also just put the movie on Crunchyroll. Yeah, like,
you don't want to watch a movie? Why? Yeah. How is that harder than watching a show? You're
watching
talking
7
about?
Episodes of a show. All we're doing is saving you the credits.
That's insane. Like, it's so not for the viewer. It's so that, like, you know, Demon Slayer can make more money, like, putting out Mugen Train again via ads or whatever.
That's absolutely
it's
fair,
like, so not easier.
So then a question that I have for you guys that I've been, like, asking myself is, at least, I think everybody is aware that MAPPA is one of the leaders in the animation space within anime.
They're one of the leaders in enslaving their workers.
That's the thing. Do we feel like the whole milking of Attack on Titan is because they're spread too thin across, like, Vinland, JJK, Attack on Titan? Or is it just because, like, they just want to milk it forever?
I think it's entirely different. I think it's entirely different wings. I don't think the Attack on Titan people talk to the Vinland people, talk to the JJK. Like, those are like, you stay over there and you draw Eren 4,000 times and then you'll see your daughter. And then other guys drawing Thorfinn 8,000 times. Okay. You know, like, I don't think they talk.
I guess so. That's like video games. Like, you have your, like, publisher and then your developers, like, your own little sections. Like, what the hell is going on?
We're currently getting bombs.
Yeah, we're getting shelled right now.
Closest I've ever heard an airplane come to our house. That is absolutely nuts.
How crazy would it be to be watching a podcast and then all of a sudden you see a split second of an explosion coming?
That's the Survey Corps dropping on Aaron right now.
I'm going to be fully real. I don't think it would get uploaded if we got shelled.
I'd upload that shit. I'd drag my torso over to your thing and press enter.
Clicks, this is great for exposure.
Oh my god, that thumbnail.
Oh, it'd be incredible. Yeah,
gold, bronze, silver.
Yeah.
Well, other way, it's not usually, I mean, if you want to put the bronze higher, that's fantastic. I would say gold for me this season, controversial, Buddy Daddies. That's been my favorite 12 like episodes.
Is a moment or just the anime?
I'm going just straight anime.
Yeah. Okay,
Buddy Daddies is probably my gold. Silver is probably my hero. Bronze? Vinland? No.
Wow.
Or Boruto, honestly. Boruto's also been...
Boo and Hiss.
Boruto has like been...
Oh yeah, Bleach. You're so big on Bleach.
That was not this season at all.
Okay, but
that was not winter season.
Disagree. That was October.
TYBW.
That came out in October.
Which is
so did My Hero.
Okay, fine.
Yes, but that's 24 episodes. My Hero has been across two different seasons.
So was Chainsaw Man not... I guess... Oh, no. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do I have to explain?
Okay, chill out.
Don't explain the seasons.
Jose, you're up.
Okay. I have not watched as many of the anime that these gentlemen have watched over the season.
Get the fuck out of here,
I'm going to give you one anime a week. I'm trying.
Mr. Magic Carpet.
My bronze is a... It's gonna hurt me because it's my favorite sports anime at the moment. Blue Lock was 3. No, actually, no. Fuck that. Bronze is Spy Family.
Oh not, yeah,
not a that's right. Oh, fuck not you, bro. Fault. I liked, dude. watching Anya go and get her first Stella was like it actually made my heart happy. So I'm doing bronze, Spy Family. I don't care what anybody fucking says.
Why are we sending silver, across from anime Reddit over here?
Silver is Spy
it was
Family.
Me. I was the Discord mod guest. The whole time.
Yes. Yeah. Silver, Blue Lock. I love Blue Lock. I've been recommended other soccer anime, football anime. What the fuck did I just say? But Blue Lock is Blue Lock was the highlight of my past month, at least watching experience wise. And Gold is my hero, at least for me. I'm not gonna pick Attack on Titan. I think My Hero's season 6 was one of the most gripping emotionally seasons of My Hero that I've seen, probably since season 4. Season 5.
You don't remember.
Don't hurt yourself.
You don't. You're 120 episodes in. I don't even remember what seasons correspond
to.
Well, yeah, episodes.
No. Lemillion was the closest thing that I got to like excitement over a character.
Yeah.
The overhaul season was like it.
See, that's what I say. I just say the overhaul season.
4.
Why do you know that?
Stains 3.
That makes sense.
4 is overhaul.
When was 5, muscular?
5.
4.
5, 4?
He's introduced in
There's
4.
No way we did Muscular and Overhaul in the same season.
Muscular's introduced in 4. He fights him at a little camp thing.
I guess. Listen, I'm on a position.
Did they build a goddamn airport next to your house?
I don't know, man. I think we're getting like scouted or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like apparently like the Civil War started and it's in LA.
Speaking of Civil Wars, when did they fight at the villa? Was that 5 or 6?
Villa?
I'm going to need
the villa. When was the villa arc?
When
did Kaminari do the lightning thing?
Oh, at the beginning? Recent one. 6.
At the beginning.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Yes, So season 5 was Gigantomachia.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I know.
Wait, Gigantomachia just like running through like all of the different.
When Shigaraki first fucked up Redestro.
Oh, that was okay. 5. That's, yes.
What
that's
was 2? 2
Who's
is.
Who's
a villain in 2?
Fucking All for One.
No, Stains 2, All for One's 3 then.
Okay, sure.
I don't think any of us know what we're talking about, but I believe
my gold is my gold is my hero.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
LAX, come on, bro.
LAX is not close by. I have no idea what's happening.
My bronze is going to be Trigun. I can't believe nobody mentioned Trigun.
Wow.
Can't believe nobody
mentioned
Trigun.
What was the last episode you watched of Trigun?
Oh, Lil Pochita?
I forgot this.
That's October. It's okay. It's fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Chainsaw Man's my anime of the year. Like, you're good on missing that. Mm. Trigun, I'm on episode 6. But it's hype. But it's sick.
For the dub.
Also, I think you made it further than me. The dub is trash. I had to switch back.
Is it actually?
It's really bad. The voice actors are doing well, but the writing sucks.
They're just like, I'm the Vash Stampede. And you're like, I'm going to kill myself.
I forget. I had an example at one point, but I remember like some character just had a nonsense response in a conversation. And I was like, this is garbage. I just walked outside on a Tuesday and watched a man take out my trash.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? And so I switched over and the sub is just written better.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. I've never experienced that. You would think
like we've already translated it.
Yeah.
Just say the words.
Yeah.
Just like read the sub out loud. Yeah. It doesn't feel like that hard of a concept.
It was very strange. But I also love Studio Orange, who made Beastars and animated Trigun.
They are like literally the cutting edge in CG. Like it's insane.
Unbelievable. Trigun's animation is like unreal. Have you seen it, Trigun Stampede?
No, but I recently talked to Nick because I started watching Fire Force and I love the balance between CG and, or at least the little parts of CG that
there's
I got.
There's no like, CG in Fire Force. What are you talking about?
I'm sure there's a bit.
In the first episode, I saw a little bit. In the first train station, the moving of the train. Not on the actual characters, but like when he's flying in, the train, there's like CGI moments where like you can see basically the 3D like parallax effect and shit like that. I like that part. So I have not watched Trigun, unfortunately, but I will add it to my list.
You like The Mandalorian, right?
I fucking love The Mandalorian.
You'll like Trigun.
Okay, but
it's a Western. It's a space Western.
It is a space Western. It's like if Cowboy Bebop was like more violent, yet less violent. It's weird.
Edgier and a little more bombastic.
Exactly. Like, that's what it is. Less noir, more banging. Yeah.
It's sick. It's really cool. Fire Force bangs, and we will talk about that more. My silver is My Hero, I think. You know, for all the reasons we've talked about, My Hero's rad. Mm-hmm. I'm more caught up on that than Trigun. Blue Lock's my number one. Blue Lock is so sick.
It's cool. Dude, clip that.
I'm not saying it's not good. Blue Lock dub goes really hard. Goes super hard.
Isn't okay.
I saw the Gaudium moment. Yeah. Did you see the Gaudium when it was like Rin was closing in? He was like, no, Rin's going to overtake me. And then he's like, Gaudium. And he like stops. No. Oh, you didn't see that? Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I watch it and sub, and even I know the
Gaudium
moment.
There's like so many plot twists and I love that. I don't love when the heroes lose in the long run, but I love it when they're thrown to the ground and like you have to climb from the fucking bottom. So every time that Rin like actually outsmarted Isagi felt like that moment of like, you gotta climb from the fucking bottom to get your shit recognized.
I love how everyone is psychotic a little, like at least a little. And I also love
crazy as fuck.
Bajira is so crazy.
Less crazy now. He abandoned his demon.
Dude,
he doesn't talk to an imaginary friend anymore. It's a step in the right direction.
I also love, like, the voice actors go so hard. Yes. And also, it's funny, like, because everyone's got this, like, Danganronpa Rampa-esque, like, edge where they're all kind of nuts. But they're also still playing soccer or football. They're still playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Born and raised in the USA, baby. What is a kilometer? I have no idea.
But they're still playing a sport. So you'll have moments where they're like, they're like, with this next shot, I'll take your whole career.
Yeah.
Whoops, missed. All right, guys, let's run it back. Sorry about that. Might be like. Like, it's still a fun little game that they're playing.
So I was going to say, I was talking to Danny off camera, on this camera at least, that I saw Blue Lock with some of my friends who did play competitive football in Central and South America. And they were like, I love the fact that we're going into the intricacies of the sport when it comes to like positioning, spacing, and like outsmarting your opponent, because it is kind of like a chess game, even though there's a lot of physicality to it. But the conversations are just like so fucking crazy that like, I'm going to tackle you to end every single hope you have of reaching final selection. And I'm like, bro, this is not that deep. Okay. Like you're still playing.
I'll devour you.
Yeah, you're still having fun. And again, like they set up the stakes for that final match so perfectly that just for them to get like waxed at the end by the like the World Five, that I loved it. So yes, I agree with Blue Lock at gold, even though he doesn't have it at gold.
Blue Lock's so good. Nobody had Trigun. That was wild to me.
It was good. I just only watched the first four episodes and it was kind of like near where I was just like, I have too much going on anime wise right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't have the time.
Buddy Daddies,
I would drop every other show this season to watch Buddy Daddies again. It is the only show Dorothy has been like actively been like, can we watch that together? Yeah. And I was like, fucking yeah,
Absolutely. That doesn't mean anything.
That means everything to me.
Did she watch Call of the Night with us when we watched? No.
No, no. I don't think so. Right. Oh, she wouldn't have liked it.
Speaking of Dorothy, so my mom is downstairs.
Yes, she currently. Is. She's I met Mama Mata. She saw me at my best.
She's cool.
Yeah. She saw Nick in a pink
maid costume. Dress. Yeah.
So that
seductively
was interesting.
Speaking to a camera. You'll understand that reference if you go ahead and click our join button on YouTube.
Yeah, but she was wondering, because we forgot to talk about it last episode, who won the race between you and Dorothy for $1,000?
It wasn't a race. It was and it wasn't.
It's a race. It was a literal race.
It was a race against herself. And so, for those of you who haven't seen the most recent episode, me and Dorothy had a bet, and she believed, as a former athlete, she could, to this day, still run an 8-minute mile. And you know what? Honestly, she came close-ish. She ran a 9.5-minute mile.
Wow.
So I decided, the good boyfriend that
she
I am.
She might as well be a corpse.
There's actually a funny bit to that. But so I decided, the good boyfriend that I am, I was like, hey, just take me out to dinner. You know, you don't have to pay me $1,000. So good guy, Nick.
Wow. What a sweetheart. She doesn't have to pay you $1,000.
The reason.
She can't run a superhuman mile.
Oh, super. 8 minutes is
eight
not.
Minutes
first
is not
off,
superhuman.
I would like
anything
to say.
Anything under half an hour is
I would like
out
to
of
say,
my range.
Your time. I would like to say, was not my idea. First off, she was like, I can run an 8-minute mile. I was like, the fuck you can. And she was like, let's put money on it.
What can you run a mile
in? I actually run like 3 miles probably every day now because I'm getting like really into. I have two weddings.
That's not fucking fair. You have two weddings.
But
he's getting married twice. He's Mormon.
So two of my friends are getting married, and then like they're all getting married in like a week, in like a 2 weeks.
And you're running
out.
There?
No. Yeah. I would have to run over the ocean, and I'm not fucking like, you know, Flash. I'm not the Flash. So Dash from the Incredibles.
You get me. Could do an anime reference.
Correct. Yes. But I was gonna say that I've been basically like doing Orange Theory for like 2 months straight every day now, and I'm running in class. You can basically run between like 1.5 miles to 3 miles. I would say running like a fast mile is like anything like below 6:30 is like a good, it's like a fast mile.
Wow. That's also, but like, I should have known considering you have two fucking airbags for ass cheeks.
Yeah, correct.
Jose has the most insane dumpster I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think I've run 6:30 like in the wild, meaning like in the actual street. Yeah. I think I can do 7 minutes.
Yeah,
because like it's way different than doing it on a treadmill. Because on the treadmill, you just like press the shit and let me
there's
keep
no
going. There's no incline. Unless
shit,
you do incline, which would mean you're fucking insane. But I would say 8 is not superhuman. 8 is like a solid pace.
That is just average.
That's just like average.
Painfully average.
I'm
going to
need
run
like,
an 8-minute mile.
I'm going to need 6 Huskies attached to like a sled to get me past like half a mile.
Jet attached to your back there. Yeah, so she did a 9:30, but she was like, I want to do it when the sun's down. I want to be as cold as possible so I don't get sweaty. Sweaty,
right.
And it was cold. So she got deeply ill.
Damn.
Like immediately. Was in the car just like.
Just shaking in green.
Literally. And she was just like coughing for like the next 4 days. And I was like, you know what, babe? You don't have to pay me $1,000.
Wow, what a sweet, what a gentleman.
As she was just like in her in the blanket, like on our couch. She was like, I don't feel good. She was like, I'm never going to exercise again. I was is not what we were trying to get out of this.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's a good lesson in my book.
Never exercise ever again. I would hate to see you break the 100 step a day mark, honestly. That would be terrifying to me.
I would never.
And you should stick to that.
Yeah.
So back to anime related things.
What, Jose?
I was going to say to the people that love to put, Danny on a pedestal and how good looking he is, his eyes are so beautiful. We just literally had a first segment. Of the show was reading people's comments and saying like, what a snack Danny is. And I was like, wow, the eyes.
So the reason that happened is because everybody on the internet hilariously mean to Daniel.
They've been railing into my arms out, and I've never, until I started this podcast.
Self-conscious about your arms?
You shave your arms, right? I can tell.
Yeah, I shave every part of my body.
Yeah,
what the
okay.
fuck's going on? And until I joined this podcast, I've never gotten anything but nice comments. Mm. Now everyone's like, I'll do a video with my arms in, and people are like, oh, who let Bigfoot loose? Oh,
so got the Beast Titan opening packages over here.
Yeah, full moon must be out.
That's so mean.
Yeah, what the hell?
It also doesn't help that all of our cold opens are usually me bringing up the things that people have said mean about Danny. Nice. And I've been trying to move away from it because, like I said, I'm on Team Pretty Danny. But unfortunately, yeah, it doesn't always happen for me.
I told Sarah, and I was like, yeah, everybody's bullying me about my arm hair. And I was like, but you find it sexy. You like my arm hair? And she was like, no, I don't. And I was like, Sarah,
leave in the comments.
I need this. I was like, you are misreading this phone call. Like, this is a cry for help.
Meanwhile, Sarah's logging into her birdie, like, Danny needs the shave.
She's got bots running.
Oh, my God.
Just like auto-generating like werewolf plus Danny captions.
Yeah.
I would love that. Did you have one?
I was just going to say now, Nick and Jose, you are podcast veterans.
We slightly, yes.
We are.
We are.
We ran the Wii Weekly for almost 50 together. Episodes. Well, no, it was probably about a year.
It was like a year and 2 months.
It's a year and some change?
Yeah.
So we ran the Wii Weekly for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, was like, I need to let my freak flag fly.
Yeah.
YouTube was going kind of crazy at the moment. And I was like, I don't want to talk about
anything else other than anime.
The Hawkeye show.
Yeah.
I was like, you know.
Makes sense. And again, like that, shout out to the Wii Weekly. It's like, it's definitely got its place. But like, at least for Nick, I don't think it fit his.
It didn't fit my agenda.
Like how he wanted to structure his days. Because like if we're talking about like The Mandalorian or The Bad Batch or something, he's like, I really want to talk about the anime that are like crushing right now. And I totally feel that. Like, I totally understand that. I just like totally understood why he had to step away. But yeah, podcasting is super cool. It's a great way to get to know people.
Right.
Because holding a conversation with somebody for like an hour or 2 hours and stuff like that, It does teach you a lot about how the other person thinks, how they consume media, and especially with anime that has like such variety and how it makes you feel. You can definitely tell a lot about a person
for sure
based on how they consume their media.
For sure.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, it was fun. But like now we have this, and you and me get to yell about anime and like bullshit all the time.
Yeah,
and
it was the greatest mistake of my life.
I love this fucking show. I look like this is the highlight. Like I look forward to making all my content. Incredibly blessed. I look forward to Thursdays. I love doing this shit, man. It's
Thirsty
so much
Thursdays?
Fun. Absolutely. So if I could speak on something, because we're covering so much anime today, it's making me very uncomfortable, actually.
Okay.
But like a lot of things happen.
Usually we just talk about cereal and underwear.
And honestly, that was what we started with. And I think we need to return to our roots a little bit.
No underwear.
Oh,
fuck Danny.
Oh, I forgot. Get over
fuck
there.
Danny.
Get fucking.
No,
you're out of frame.
I'll be out of frame. That's true.
I forgot that you're Team Commando.
Absolutely, he's Team Commando.
Dude, absolutely.
Let it hang out,
we
baby.
We spent like 8 months of like in freaking like house jail
eight
through the
months.
Panini.
I guess you were in Texas.
No. I was in Puerto Rico, and like they were really strict about but that actually helped a lot. They were really strict about the curfews. Mm. So I literally spent like close to 8 months just like freeballing, bro.
You two are going to have balls dragging against the pavement.
I spent the last 26 years of my life freeballing. You think I give a shit? Also, there's no way they don't have a surgery that, like, you know, like
also,
take a little skin off the side.
It doesn't mean you don't wear anything. I wore shorts. Like, they were.
That,
they
what
were
is that hugging?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I need my life to be so structured at all points that I need my balls tucked up into me.
God, I got the scrotum of a toddler. And let me tell you, when we're all 60.
That sounds like a you problem.
I'm gonna be wheeling and dealing in the nursing home.
What do you mean wheeling? What, your scrotum?
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, yoo-hoo, Gertrude.
Yeah.
Sarah's dead at this
Come
point.
Come walk over here.
What was this? Sarah's making it to what, 55? Like,
listen,
why are you in a nursing home at 60?
Listen.
How fucking early did you lose
it? You know the way I eat. You know how many steps I take each day.
Danny.
I'll be lucky to make it to 50.
The senile 42-year-old. Well-known age to lose it.
Yeah, my exclusive Raisin Bran diet's going to catch up with me one
listen,
day.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I already have hair plugs. There's more surgery coming on the way. I don't know what it is yet, but if it's fucking sucking in the boys a little bit, prude. There's nothing wrong with that.
What other sound
do you want me to make
What was the topic you wanted to talk about?
I think there's a lot that's going on in anime this week, like an absolutely insane amount. Me and Dorothy, by the way, watched Legend of Hiei, or Legend of Hai, Legend of Hiei, I believe it was. Chinese movie, like original anime movie. So goddamn good. If you haven't seen it, it's available on YouTube and anime, Amazon Prime. Watch it in Chinese. It's got subtitles. The English dub is horrifically bad. But neither of you have heard of it, so we're not going to talk about it.
I have two questions.
Well, I have a thing that we're going to talk about.
Go.
So shut your whore mouth. Yeah. Naruto got...
We need to get better at our guest etiquette.
No!
No! You can tell me to shut the fuck up. That's fine.
Go on.
Naruto got an Akatsuki manga trailer.
Naruto got an Akatsuki manga trailer.
So what they're are you doing, talking about? Like, so for the last year and a half, Naruto's been like, oh, it's been 20 years since Naruto came out, even though we're like 2 years beyond it now. And they're like, we're dropping a promotional video. And the promotional video was just manga. It was like a manga spliced together of all of the Akatsuki. People believe it's a little rumbling of the Akatsuki getting its own manga.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they all die by the end of Shippuden, though? I would assume. Yes, it's got to be pre.
Every single one of them dies. Yeah. But they have a light novel.
Got you.
And that light novel is called the Akatsuki Hidden. It tells like individual stories of all of the Akatsuki duos.
Prequels?
Sort of. I mean, there can't be sequels, you know?
So,
like,
yes.
They're in the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like everything that they were like, it's like tales of what they did while in the Akatsuki, basically.
Gotcha. Nice. More filler. That's so exciting.
No, well, I mean, like, oh, you think anybody.
That just what Naruto needs.
You think anybody would complain about the Akatsuki coming back?
No. Me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The person who didn't finish Shippuden?
If they came back, that's new shit, at least.
Correct.
All Naruto what are they gonna is get revived? Filler. Naruto is borderline more filler than the canon.
Are we talking about Boruto or Naruto?
Also, yes, they can get revived. That's like an
the
actual
idea.
Thing.
You can
that
kill
happens.
A man, you cannot kill the idea. Boom. Fuck you.
Edo Tensei is largely frowned upon nowadays.
What about Madara?
Dead?
Literally revived.
Well, but he's dead now.
Now?
You would know if he finished the war.
He was dead once.
Sir?
He was dead once, died a second time.
Yeah, he's actually died like three times because he released Edo Tensei in himself. It was
not,
the whole
not
thing.
Crazy to think the Akatsuki could come back.
I mean, like maybe there's a possibility they'll like revive him, although that'd be ridiculous though. There's like, it's just like, there's an, it's like a standing tradition where like they've already made two light novels into manga. So like, I think why patch together all of this like Akatsuki manga panels if you're not going to like, make a manga out of the light novel.
Right.
Especially because in the end, they focus on Itachi and Sasuke's relationship, and that's the overarching theme of Akatsuki Hidden.
Gotcha.
So
filler. That's super exciting. I can't wait.
You are the Grinch.
I can't wait. I can't
you
wait.
You are.
He's actually the opposite of the Grinch.
I'm Santa, bitch.
You are the Grinch.
How am I the Grinch? I'm telling people.
I'm just putting chaos here.
I'm telling people.
You're the fucking Grinch.
That there's a possibility more Naruto coming. A manga that could possibly get animated? You get more Akatsuki? It's everyone's favorite characters?
I can't wait to put those episodes into the skip list.
Would you rather have...
In the filler list that you make?
Yeah, the filler list.
Would you rather have the Akatsuki manga be animated, or would you rather have the remastered Naruto scenes? Like, would you rather have, like, the best fights in Naruto just, like, remastered that, like we saw at the beginning? No.
We got a 9-minute video of it.
But I mean the whole thing.
You want the whole
thing? Episodes?
You want like all of Naruto and
for
Sasuke
sure,
in 2022?
Sure.
Well, I mean, what getting, would you prefer? That's just a question.
Probably Akatsuki Hidden. Honestly.
I would love a Naruto remake.
Technically,
oh boy.
I want to tell you this.
What is
light,
this?
Yeah, light novels are canon. So it wouldn't be filler.
Okay, bet.
It wouldn't be filler. That's all I'm saying is it wouldn't be filler. Light novels are as canon as the manga.
Adding to the 70%
filler. And if they made the light novels into manga, it would be canon. It would be manga canon.
It doesn't matter if it's not canon. I hate this idea that filler means non-canon.
Okay.
Filler means a waste of time. Filler means like...
How dare you?
Filler means...
Okay, so is Kakashi's backstory a waste of time? Because it's not about Naruto?
No.
Kakashi's daddy, though.
That's not... Agreed. That's not
filler.
Is Itachi's
backstory filler?
Backstories aren't filler. Because it adds new information. But if this is like the Akatsuki like going on some nonsense side mission...
Well,
what?
The overarching theme of Akatsuki Hidden, the last line in Akatsuki Hidden is the Akatsuki were humans and also shinobi. They had family and loved ones.
So
as
is
well.
That the point of
the point Hidden? Of Akatsuki Hidden is
okay.
To humanize the Akatsuki.
Then that is enough if it's good. If it's good, then
and
that'll
you just
enough.
Came out filler guns blazing.
I'm like, sick of this, like, backpedaling in Naruto.
What do you... Okay, well, yeah. I mean, that is one of the biggest problems with Naruto is the fact that it, like... like, people literally, like, sometimes complain that, like, Naruto is an ever-branching timeline where it's, like... There's, like, obviously there's the story.
It's
but it's, like...
It's, like, when they're explaining time travel in Marvel and there's this fucking, like... web of shit. You were ready with the Doctor Strange hands too.
No, I would say
this was Cone.
Yeah. I would say it's closer. That's great for audio listeners. Us just doing hand signs. But I would say it's closer to the way that like some people.
Either.
Yeah, I would say like it's closer to the way people play Skyrim. It's like there's the main storyline, okay. And you'll go around with the main storyline, and then it's like, ah, that quest looks interesting, and then you like go follow that quest to its completion. So like you learn about every character you meet, and then you come back to the main storyline, you learn how that character like played into the greater fabric of Naruto. Gotcha. And like some people don't like that, but like I think the Akatsuki getting that fleshed out story would be really cool because like there's humanizing moments for Kisame and Itachi, finding out how loyal they were to each other. You learn more about Hidan's religion. You learn more of that, like, I mean, not really a lot about Kakuzo, he's a piece of shit, but like still really cool.
We'll see.
It may we'll not even happen. Filler. It's just a promotional video. Like, this is just, like, my theory.
Right.
But, like Naruto's been releasing a lot of new content recently, and also Boruto's on hiatus for 7 months now.
Right.
And that's also massive news.
Yeah.
Like, Boruto Part 1 finished.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What a fucking, how long? Like, a 10-year Part 1?
293 episodes. It took 6 years.
Catch up, Attack on Titan.
Well, yeah,
Jesus.
Hey, at least they're putting out content.
Yeah.
Like, at least content's coming out. They're taking 7 months off. It's kind of weird, though, because they ended on chapter 68 of the manga. Chapter 80 is where the time skip is. Right. So they're going to come back.
And then time skip halfway through.
And then time skip halfway through part two.
Yeah.
Which makes no goddamn sense.
That's hype. Keeps up momentum, I suppose.
But the problem is,
stays canon stuff.
But Boruto's a monthly manga. It has a weekly anime. We've been over this. We talked about how Boruto should be seasonal. We talk about this
almost every episode.
But the thing is, chapter 80, that it, like, so even if it comes back in October, which is when it's hypothesized to come back, that would only put the manga 6 chapters ahead.
Okay.
Which is a problem because that's not enough buffer.
Nick, I don't know how many more episodes we can do of you breaking down the Boruto schedule math at
all
me.
All I'm saying
at me.
They should have waited to have the time skip in a cohesive spot where we could get like 2 years.
They should have done a lot of things.
They should have done a lot of things. They have done a lot of things. That's the big thing, is they have done a lot of things. And then more information. We also got a Black Clover movie trailer, which looks good, and it's coming to Netflix later this year.
I know, I gotta catch up with Black Clover.
I was gonna say, speaking of trailers, what did we think about the Solo Leveling trailer?
Oh, we talked about last week. It was good. No, don't worry about it.
What did you think about it?
Yeah. I liked it. I have not fully read the manga. I bought it because of Nick, actually. I bought it with Nick for the first time.
Did you buy the first four volumes, compendiums, however you want to call them.
Compendiums?
In comics, they're called compendiums. You never heard of a compendium?
No.
Yeah. You have.
Basically, Berserk is a compendium. That's a compendium.
That's a compendium?
Yeah.
That's an omnibus? That's a compendium? Yeah.
What the fuck is an omnibus? An
omnibus is the entire story. So, for example, an omnibus
is a superpowered bus that kicks the shit out of villains.
It's multiple buses.
Yeah, with the power of its like extending stop sign. That's what the omnibus is.
It's a Viltrumite bus.
Exactly, yeah.
So for example, have you seen the One Piece, like one full book of One Piece? That would be like an omnibus of One Piece. That?
That's a thing?
Somebody made a ginormous every chapter in one thing. Everything. You can't open it. It literally doesn't open.
You can open it, but like it's meant to be an art piece. And like Oda was like, that's fucking cool. But I'm like, that, I mean,
he's it's like the sued. Meme. It's like the meme with a huge book and there's like, it's like opened and you get it.
It's like verbal meme. Yeah, that was Uncle Corner.
It's
the One Piece.
Look at this insight we got from having a comic book boy here.
Yes. So Solo Leveling was good. The other question that I had is, how did we feel about Cyberpunk Edgerunners winning Anime of the Year?
It was... I think we were both surprised.
We did, but we will again. Okay. We'll do it again with you. No. You're here. That's what makes a difference.
Exactly. We were both surprised. We were.
Do your fucking research next time.
Jesus Christ. You watch the fucking show.
I love you guys. I watch all the clips. I haven't watched the full show. I'm sorry. I will. Okay. I will.
So much content.
It is so much. Actually, we put out a good amount, actually. Yeah, we really do. Okay. I think it was deserved. I just think there was other people it could have gone to. I mean, I think I voted. Who did I vote for?
I don't remember either.
It was
slower. Ranking of Kings Part 2?
I think about Ranking of Kings Part 2 is what I voted for.
There's Spy Family. I think Demon
Attack
Slayer.
Attack on Titan was up there.
Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer. Yeah.
And then there was also Licorice Recoil.
Yeah, Licorice Recoil, which we have to watch. I wasn't angry. Like, I understood it. Demon Slayer is, like, my favorite anime.
Oh, fuck. It was playing against Demon Slayer, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Demon Slayer is, like, my favorite anime currently and... Next to Chainsaw Man, which really fucking blew me away. But Cyberpunk didn't piss me off. It didn't upset me. I was like,
it was good. The score was gorgeous.
I loved it.
I mean, like, it's a win. I was like, good for them. Good for Edgerunners. It was really good. The voice acting was
great. It brought Cyberpunk back.
It brought Cyberpunk back to life in a huge way.
It got me to download it again. Yeah. I pre-ordered Cyberpunk like the fucking fool. I got the refund, baby.
I got the refund.
I played it too long. I was a sucker. Like, I played like 3 hours of it, which is just over the refund thing, and then never played it again.
God damn it.
And then it got me to re-download it and not play
it. Well, they also fixed it. Yeah. Like, they fixed a lot of things about it.
It's just so ugly. I can't get over the graphics.
Even now that you've re-downloaded it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just the graphics.
Are you playing it on PC or console?
PC.
Shit.
It's just an ugly looking game. Like
it's
general.
Dark?
Like it's like low, like polygon count. Like it looks worse than The Witcher 3, which came out in like 2015.
But The Witcher 3's bussin', bro.
Which came, same what? People.
Yeah, it was the same.
It do be bussin'.
Yeah, no, but incredibly buss.
Agreed, yes, but like it's an Cyberpunk released as an unfinished game, though. They were trying to go like games as a service and it just fucking didn't work.
Listen, I understand the like situation behind it. I get why it's ugly.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm going to be like, I'm not going to pity play it for them, you know?
I remember it being quite nice looking.
Oh, it's ugly as hell.
I like the synthwave vibe.
Yeah, I don't remember it looking good.
And also Keanu Reeves is there, so.
The art style is good. It's just, if you walk up to an NPC and just look at them.
You're just like.
You're like, why are you melting?
You
like,
blobby ass bitch.
It's like, what is this PS2 game? Maybe three, I'll say three, generously.
Three, loose three.
Yeah, what is this PS3 game I'm playing? Like.
Honestly, speaking of PS3 games, The Last of Us, another game that's been looking terrible.
What are you talking about?
Well, the game, it got released on PC. It's like
stuttery. It's amazing. But it looks good.
It got released on the Steam Deck and it sucked. The remastered version got released on PC and it's fucking sick.
I hear on PC it's like a travesty.
Yeah, I've heard on PC it's like it uses 100% of your CPU and it looks awful.
Oh, well, optimization and like, that's different.
It looks pretty, but like no one can run it. Like
everyone's saying like it looks better on the PS3.
Your computer needs to be able to render like Spider-Verse to be able to fucking do it.
Yeah, which like is like,
I would play
not
on PlayStation, honestly.
Yeah,
I played
for sure.
on the PS.
So, can we talk about what's coming up with the spring anime releases?
Yeah.
So, we have Attack on... We have Demon Slayer.
We're going to have Attack on Titan. We're going to have one episode of Attack on Titan every year
until
we
die. Yeah, they're just like, oh!
And then they're going to sell us a movie for the last three chapters.
Yeah.
I would love that. You know, just like, honestly, cash that check. Why not? Why not cash a check? I'll go.
Speaking of Demon Slayer, they cashed a check on the fucking Entertainment District arc, and it sucked.
Do you mean the...
Like, giving us the Entertainment District arc again as a movie just for...
Did you see it?
It looks really good.
It was good, but it's bullshit. It's bullshit to call that a movie.
The thing is, like, okay, if you're trying to take advantage... Mugen Train was worth it.
Yes,
this one,
sure.
I was expecting to, like, have a little bit more, you know, context that, like, actually made it worth spending another 15 fucking bucks, and it was not for me. I'm sorry.
They advertised it. I had so many people test. Nick, before you boil, just keep simmering before you boil.
And I love Demon Slayer. I love Demon Slayer.
I had so many people text me from like high school being like, just saw the new Demon Slayer movie. What the fuck was that? And I was like, it's not a movie. It's the last two episodes. And the first one, it's so not fair of them to not tell you that. Everyone thought it was a movie.
They did.
They super
they
did.
They were so clear with the
sneaky.
Advertising.
They were conniving.
They were literally like, they were like, you're going to see the last two or three episodes, and then we're going to give you 40 minutes of the Swordsmith Village arc 2 months early. They said that.
Okay.
They were so clear.
Okay, fine.
Oh, and,
don't blow a gasket.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate to see Tengen battle against Yotaro in 4K movie quality. However, I watch one of the most gorgeously illustrated and choreographed fights in all of anime on the biggest screen possible. No.
I was really soaking in those three opening credit sequences. That was hype. That was sick.
We paid $8.
We did not.
We paid $8 total. We got a deal through your AMC
Stubs. Yeah, we
Stubbs.
Got a deal because I pay $25 a month for AMC Stubs.
You're
so
gold
I can
gloving.
Go in the segregated line to not be with the B-listers.
That's true.
I was literally, because I went to a movie with, we saw John Wick 4, me and Dorothy. And
sick.
I was, we were walking into an AMC.
Fuck yeah.
Can we talk about John Wick 4 tonight?
No. Talk about the season like anime.
Already running
season
long.
Go.
Okay.
We were
in John Wick and I saw the two lines and it was like me and Dorothy like split off to the side and I was like, damn, I usually come to the theaters with like the hoity-toity.
With an A-lister?
Yeah. With an A-lister. And then I realized, oh, there's no one in either line, and also they call the same people from the same line.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, they're going to ask, they're going to look for your badge. They're going
to
ask you.
There was literally, there was like, there was the lady, there was the lady off to the side, and she was like usually treating with the, you know, the A-listers, and she called us over, and I was like,
what's
no difference.
Name? What's her name? I'm going to have her fucking job.
I'll give her a ring right now. In front of my girlfriend, I was like, hey, you know, go ahead and write that down.
Wow.
If you want to slide me that A-list anytime, you know, hit me up.
I pay so much money for A-listers.
And you see movies, what, like 2-3 times a month?
I don't see them nearly enough to justify it. But I will be caught, I won't be caught dead in the B-list line now. No chance. I get into the theater and I'm like lean next to myself and I'm like, excuse me, are you an A-lister? And if they say no, I move.
But yes, I mean, in very, very short summation, John Wick 4 was incredible.
Yeah.
3 hours, there's a couple of set pieces that dragged, but like, and also there was times where it was like, that guy's way didn't get punched in the face. You know, you're like, oh, he's kind of just standing there, like willing to take it. And I was like, good for him. You
he
know?
Can take bullets because of his fucking Kevlar, whatever.
How do we feel about the suits?
I didn't like it. I think it takes
you the break umph. Ribs everywhere.
I think it takes the umph out of John Wick. I think like my perfect John Wick scene is John Wick 2, Benelli M4 in the catacombs after killing Signore. Like after killing
where you can't see Dick.
Well, like
I hate that scene.
Like literally so satisfying just watching. Like he like runs out of bullets. Pushes the shotgun into a guy's chest, loads a bullet, boom, like carnage, sheer carnage. The idea of them, like everybody just like lifting their tuxedos and being like,
I hate that.
It's just like, it's not satisfying. And then everybody else is like the high table, like masked guys who are like also super bulletproof. And I'm like, I miss just like John Wick just putting headshots
in. They have to change it up though, because like people were complaining that it was like too much like gunplay. And it's like this time, like you use gunplay to like try to get close and then you have to outsmart them with
too much gunplay? Oh, yeah. I'm here for the deep political world building of John Wick.
But, like, for example, like, if you think about it also, like, Keanu Reeves is getting up there in age. Like, you don't want him to do, like, everything like martial arts. So you have to, like, make sure that and then get close.
Give him a
break. Do your fucking like whatever flips you got to do, and then finish him off in a cool way and like nice way.
There was a 20-minute nunchuck scene.
So and it was hype. It was rad.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But like obviously Keanu still got it.
Well, so, I'm not saying Keanu hasn't got it. I'm just saying they have to switch it up because like every single John Wick movie has elevated on the action choreography and has done something innovative. In my opinion, for example, the Dragon's Breath scene was the most important one because it changed it to be like, for example, like a shoot 'em up platformer game where you, like you level up the camera. Exactly.
Literally.
And
then
you get to see his strategy and shit like that. So that stood out to me, as well as Donnie Yen. Donnie Yen's fucking sick.
I agree. I hate the bulletproof suits.
But, I don't like him either. Yeah.
But I get that they're for me. They're literally for me because I want the hand-to-hand shit. Like the shooting.
The knives.
Is whatever. I like the knives. I like the knives. I like the hand-to-hand. I like the fact that John Wick fights like a fucking mongoose where he's just coiling around someone's thigh.
He really
and
is,
takes
them
down. Yeah. I like all that. And I get that they need bulletproof suits. Otherwise, he just shoot everybody. Mm-hmm. So I get that it's for me. But like you said, they need to be breaking ribs or something. I hate that he holds it up and it just tinks off of it.
Yeah.
Like it's like sucks. Avengers armor or
you're
whatever.
Like, that's not like, how Kevlar works.
Yeah.
It's fabric.
And then they're getting stabbed. So it's like, what is
how
this
strong
suit?
Is the Kevlar here? Yeah. How strong are these knives?
It's insane. But like, I do.
Suspension of disbelief, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. Again, I get that it's for me and I appreciate that there is more hand to hand. I also, in this movie, and this will wrap it up, but like, I liked that there were like three main assassins because it really highlighted that John Wick does have a unique fighting style. Mm-hmm. Like John Wick's coiling around people like a viper and then Donnie Yen's like the fastest man alive, like punching somebody 30 times
with
before they hit the ground. Yeah. Yeah, stabbing people. Then you got the dude with the dog. I don't remember his name.
Don't remember his name either.
Don't know
he's
never
nobody.
Actually, yeah,
he's
never says
nobody.
That's
oh,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like this weird, like ruthless boxer almost. And he pulls down the backpack. I love that they all had their unique fighting style. That was really great. And I can't wait to see, like...
Ballerina.
She's coming back. Like, if they do another one, I'm excited that, like, her, like, the daughter, Mr. Nobody, and Donnie Yen are all super exciting characters that I want to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to move on.
Okay,
we're running so long.
Moving on.
We need to do our the reason the we game. Have Jose here in the first place. Yeah. Okay. So Jose, we have compiled a list of 19 poorly explained animes. And we need you to read the poorly explained animes, and then me and Danny are going to try and answer said poorly explained anime.
Oh, got it.
So you are our impartial judge, and then me and Danny just have to, like, buzz in. I don't know, what are we going to do for a buzz? Yeah. How about, no, right here.
Whoever picks up, whoever picks up.
These are fake, by the way.
We put in a crisp, real $100 bill.
So what we're gonna do is, yeah, it's gonna be a snag situation. Yeah.
So okay,
no, so one bill. That way, it's
yeah, okay, but you can't have your elbows on the table. I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be that guy.
Okay, so you have to give him the list of poorly explained anime.
Me?
I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
It's in Discord.
Why does that mean I have it?
I don't know, because Stank said you had been the one to talk to him about it.
Okay, bet. First description: little girls climb into big hole.
Little girls climb into big hole.
Made in Abyss.
Correct.
Bloop!
God damn it!
Yo, let's go. That's get ready for the 6 o'clock news, Nick.
That's what I thought it was gonna be. No, oh, and then the loser of this has to do an anime dance. Yeah.
It's like
a specific anime dance. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know the.
I think it's like the Toki Doki dance or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. A young boy fights a clown, spiders, and other bugs.
He's okay. Hunter.
Don't fucking take it. First.
Hunter. Okay, you wouldn't have got it. You haven't even seen the show.
I was not fucking gaslighting you. High schooler has to track down a serial killer who loves hands.
My Hero?
God damn it.
What? Hands?
High schooler has to track down a serial killer who loves hands.
I think
hands is a good fucking tease.
Detective Conan?
No. Okay. Last guess. High schooler has to track down a serial killer who loves hands.
Who loves hands?
MHA was a fantastic. JoJo's?
Yeah, JoJo.
High schooler? They're all like 30, aren't they?
No, Jotaro was like 60. Jotaro's 18.
God damn, who likes hands?
Who likes hands?
I'm fucked.
That is
every single pose is hands.
That is not what I would describe Dio
as. What's next?
It's also a vampire.
Dysfunctional couple participates in the Hunger Games.
I'm fucked. I'm not.
SAO.
No. Dysfunctional couple participates in the Hunger
Games. We heard you the first time. I don't.
I think Hunger Games and I think Blue Lock.
Mirai Nikki.
Correct.
Got it.
So you have two. He has
I have a fucking this tattoo is from insane. It.
Well, JoJo doesn't count. I'm not counting JoJo.
Why?
You gave us both the same hint. That's true. So it's 3-1. I'm sorry,
this
bro.
Is insane.
Whoever yells the loudest wins.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball.
Fucked.
That's fucking true. Teenager gets rock hard, pours acid on his friends, and makes a lab to make white powder.
Dr. Stone.
God damn it, yes. So he's got five.
Nice.
What the fuck?
I can still catch up. There's like 20.
Yeah.
Armless war veteran finds out that through the power of FedEx that she has PTSD.
Violet Evergarden.
Fuck yeah.
God damn it.
5-2.
I thought it was Violet Full Metal Evergarden. Until you said she.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if 5-2. You can beat him with speed. Die until you get all the waifus.
Re:Zero.
Fuck. Okay.
6-2.
So 6-2. I'm going to put it here just in case. Microwaving a banana gone wrong.
What?
Microwaving a banana gone wrong.
Oh, Steins Gate.
7 fucking shit.
Okay. Stank didn't even check to see if I knew any of
you can get this one. Okay. You can get this one. Dude eats fingers.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
You son of a bitch. I knew it. Just beat me on the
seven,
draw.
7-3. Fuck. Okay. Student eats potato chips while committing mass murder.
I fucking had it. I had it.
Power overcomes everything. What is Death it? Note.
You fuck.
While he's holding the Death Note.
I'm furious.
8-3.
Fuck. Guy goes on a really bad date and becomes a cannibal.
I don't know.
Tokyo Ghouls.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Goddamn. We should have like a buffer.
Oh, should I have a handicap?
We should do this with Pokemon.
Fuck you. I would love to. Can I join on that one? Okay, please. A dude launches a worldwide rebellion sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Code Geass.
God damn it. I thought, and then the pizza thing threw
me.
It's literally, Code Geass is sponsored by Pizza Hut. 10-3. Don't you dare skimp me.
You had 9?
I for sure have 10.
Okay, 10. Fuck. Okay. 10-year-old boy gets kicked out of a... Whoa. 10-year-old boy gets kicked out and joins an animal fighting circuit.
Pokemon.
Fuck yeah.
10-4.
Yeah. 10-4.
How dare you. How dare you sit there and wait for me to take it?
Did you honestly
just gift him one?
I didn't even think about that.
Did you just gift sub me one?
No, it's not. Okay. An amputee and a metal man search the world for a shiny rock.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Full Metal Alchemist.
11-4.
Technically, it said Full Metal. You said Brotherhood, so it's technically from FMA.
Yeah, the same thing.
Boo.
They're both based off the same manga.
Boy is kicked out of an orphanage because he's a furry. So 11-4.
Boy is kicked out of an orphanage because he's a furry?
Bungo straight up?
Yes, sir!
That's what we need. We need more shit.
You would need to get every single one to even catch up.
Done.
Lord of Hell learns customer service.
Devil's part-timer.
God damn it.
That's ridiculous.
12-5. Let's go.
A vampire tries to take over the world but gets thwarted by a team of kids and their meddling dog. What the fuck?
JoJo's again?
Yeah, this is stank. That was a weird. That was a weird.
See, that one makes sense for JoJo's. Iggy.
What a bastard. That's season 12. One. 12 to 5.
No, Iggy's season 5, I think.
This is part 3. They were talking about part 3. This
okay.
A teacher trains his class to kill him.
Assassination classroom.
God That's damn. What you that one I should have known. I should have knew.
13. Fuck. Teen goes to a wild rave and learns, leaves a new person.
Teen goes to a wild
rave. Devilman cries.
Yes! I just watched the first two episodes of that. It was fucking, I was like,
wild. Yes,
nice. So, 13 to 6. Fuck. A city fights off nudists from eating there. Eating there? A city fights off nudists from eating there.
Food wars?
A city fights off nudists? No, it's not Food Wars. A city fights off nudists from eating there. Okay, I'll redo it again.
Pay
attention. A city fights off nudists from eating them.
Oh. Attack on Titan.
Fuck! I was gonna... Yeah, I think that was
sabotage.
That was sabotage. Correct. I was like, Stank misspelled that. Yeah, okay, that was your fault.
That's it, right? That's all of them?
So, 14 to 5. Fuck! Okay.
6, but yeah.
Which one did you get? Oh, Devilman. You got Devilman. Yeah. Okay. For all the marbles.
Nice. Yeah, this one's winner take all.
Yeah, we're doing double jeopardy here. Goal. Yeah.
A man yearns for skill-based matchmaking IRL.
SAO?
No. A man yearns for skill-based matchmaking IRL. He yearns for skill-based matchmaking.
Okay, we heard the yearns.
One Punch Man.
Yes!
I won! I canonically won!
Canonically won.
I objectively know more anime than Nick.
14 to 7, which
That's
means
hype.
That Danny
You have to do the dance.
Is
it was all
doing
or nothing.
A TikTok of
it was
the
all
doki,
or nothing.
The Doki Toki whatever dance.
It was all I think the
can
audience
should decide. Can we put you
decide.
In my maid outfit for
I
it?
Think the audience should decide who won that
do,
one.
We can do a poll.
I think we got a poll. I won the
okay,
all or nothing.
Well, I'm staying to a poll. Who won? Is it the guy with 14 or the guy with 7?
Or the guy who won the winner takes all.
Technically, he won the winner takes all, so I'm voting for
that. I did not agree to.
You agreed. If we run it back, you agreed.
I said, are we doing double jeopardy?
We'll do a poll.
2v1.
We'll do a poll. You do not have a say, sir.
Just log on to YouTube and vote. You have a say.
Okay. Should we do our flashback episode?
Sure.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one? Or do you
I
want
do.
Me to Okay.
Scott Pilgrim's getting an anime.
Oh, you're right. With the
fully voiced by the original movie
with the
cast.
Original
Did you know?
Movie oh, cast.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Michael Cera,
Brie
others.
Larson, Chris Evans. Insane.
Yeah.
Like an insanely
Wild.
Loaded cast.
Yeah. So that's hype. It's going to be on Netflix. No other info about it. That
I
info kind of
dropped.
That's going
to be huge for your fan base.
It's going to be sick. That is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
That does not surprise me in the slightest.
I don't care what like every film bro has done to ruin that movie. It is still one of my favorites.
What do you mean? Is there an anti-Scott Pilgrim movement?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If you go...
But it's actually good. It's a good movie.
It's so good. If you like tell anyone that like your favorite movie is Scott Pilgrim, red flag.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Fair. It's just like everybody made it a personality for 10 years and it's like, I'm gonna kill myself if I hear that word again.
Yeah.
Like that's just the way anything goes. If it gets talked about enough, everyone's like, I hate this so much. Yeah. That is hype though. It's gonna be interesting to see Chris Evans and a bunch of other like very American actors do anime voice. Are we gonna get
that?
I
don't know if it's like, I wonder if it would be in the art style of the graphic novel. Cause that's not like anime. You know? Do you know what the graphic novel
is? How is it an anime?
For Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, for Scott Pilgrim. I'm not sure how they're going to adapt it to an anime, though.
I don't know. To be fair,
it's not a cartoon. Like, it's made in America.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, the people doing the headlines, it could be just like a bunch of people who don't know what anime is and are just like, oh, it's anime, you know? Like, we'll see. We have to wait and see, like, what the art style is, what studio's doing it.
Imagine it's like MAPPA.
Imagine it's like Studio Trigger, like, coming in hot after Cyberpunk.
No, after fucking Visions. My favorite Star Wars Visions one was the Chrono Trigger one. So I'm at.
True. You're good. It's a podcast. Yeah. Dive in.
I have one last flashback thing that I'd love, because I already got his opinion, but I want to get yours. Speaking of Netflix, the One Piece adaptation is happening on Netflix, and I want to know your opinions on it. Do you think it's going to be good?
It's the worst
show
anime you could adapt in a live action.
It's
just so wacky and everyone's insane. Goofy. And like, everyone's goofy as hell. The power, it's so expensive seeming. Like, everyone's got an insane power or is like an animal. And like, I just wouldn't pick that one.
Just seeing live action Chopper might be worth the price of admission just because of how hilarious that might end up being.
Seeing live action any of them is going to terrify me.
I feel like a live action My Hero would be like a superhero movie.
Yeah, I think My Hero could work. I think Dragon Ball could work.
The hair and the fucking...
Dude, Man of Steel has convinced me they can do it.
I'd argue, like, Dragon Ball has already worked.
Man of Steel.
When he's fighting Zod, it's all, like, the fighting is crazy.
Oh, no, the fighting, yes, but I feel like part of what made Dragon Ball, like, stand out as much was, like, the gravitas surrounding the power-ups and the transformations that, like... I've seen, like, convention hair for, like, Super Saiyan, and I'm like, it's kind of tough. Yeah. And then we also saw Dragon Ball, like, Evolution fucking destroy everything.
One of the greatest moves ever made.
Dragon Ball Evolution sucks ass, and I will die on that hill.
So good. Oh,
sorry,
my God.
He lost the anime contest.
Since when is Vegeta fucking Piccolo Slapdog? Ozaru in the movie is explained as Piccolo's like servant, and I'm like, what the that's not fucking it.
It's like
never seen the movie.
Oh, it's insane.
I've never seen it. Yeah, I just heard it's very bad.
What's your news?
Well, I have a couple of ones, and that's why I was asking if you had any. ReZero season 3 got announced.
Yes.
Which is huge. I haven't finished season 2 yet. I've tried like 4 separate times and I can't get back into it for some reason. Season 1, probably like some of the greatest 24 episodes ever put together.
Which one does he get eaten by rabbits in?
That would be season 1.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that's big rabbit.
Bunch of rabbits. They go inside him and eat him.
Yeah. He goes through a lot. Subaru goes through a lot. My other news is that Blue Lock season 2 got announced. Obviously. But they're also getting a movie.
Yeah. I did hear about that. That's hype. The manga is like killing it right now too in terms sales. Like, Blue Lock's like on top of the world for being a sports anime.
I mean, this thing's Haikyuu's been on top. Like, sports anime are very popular. Kurokuro's Haikyuu and Blue Lock are like, and even Aoshi, which is like a less popular soccer anime, like crush it. People love that shit.
I think Blue Lock has a bit more mass appeal by being insane. You know, like,
so animified,
and so just like, you'd be like, it's like the Hunger Games but with soccer, or it's Squid Games with football. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys talk about the Studio Ghibli news?
What is the Studio Ghibli news?
They're doing an undisclosed project with Lucasfilm.
Let him sleep, man. Let him sleep.
I thought it was announced that it's like a Grogu thing.
I would fucking love anything Studio Ghibli, and then if it's Star Wars, it's like Lucasfilm, like, technically does other shit. I could be Indiana Jones for all I care.
Yeah.
But like, I would love a Star Wars Studio
Ghibli.
They did renderings online, like a fan renderings, and it's like, this is fucking hype.
I bet it'd be sick.
Why am I spacing the Studio Ghibli guys?
Hayao Miyazaki.
Let him sleep.
He wants to do more.
He's already made a bajillion dollars.
I don't think anyone's making him do it.
I know, but like, it's with like all mangakas. It's like, it's just like, at a certain point, just let it go.
He likes doing it.
Every video I see the man, he's like smoking. He's like, anime was a mistake.
Ginormous pot of ramen, cooking his laundry in it, like living in the thing.
How old is Akira Toriyama?
Like 80?
He's still fucking having fun with Super.
That man's also too old.
He's also too old.
A crazy example.
Super's going crazy apparently on the manga side. So
I have no idea. I know Ultra Ego Vegeta happened. That's the last thing I checked in for. And now
Frieza's
black. Crazy. Yeah. And that's all I know. But yeah, so that is mine. My best boy of the week is the multiple people in Mexico who tried to sell me either cocaine, silver, Viagra, or all three simultaneously. Because you can buy Viagra over the counter in Mexico, as well as anabolic steroids. And apparently Americans going to like Mexico to get Viagra without a prescription is so popular, they have a Viagra man. This is a real life character from like Mexico you will see on advertisements whose face is a Viagra pill. Okay. And he just him in a superhero costume. And I'm like, is the superpower your hard dick?
Yeah, he's hard. He gets hard.
I was like, what is
he's like
that?
Hiroshima.
So what?
It's like Hiroshima.
The bombing?
No,
Hiroshima.
Oh, Hiroshima.
Not like the bombing.
Yeah, I was like, Hiroshima's a
contrary
weird thing
to popular belief. That's a
weird thing to talk about.
Weird thing to bring up now. But yeah, I was like, his whole power is, it'll make your pee-pee hard. Yeah. And it was wild because I was like, why is his face blue? And I was like, oh, it's a Viagra pill.
Yeah.
And then like, I was just like walking down the street. I was in Cabo over the weekend. And people would just be like, cocaina, marijuana, silver. And
that's
I was
hype.
Like, and
that's
I was like,
super cool.
yeah. I was like, I don't, in what order do I buy? It was like, it's like, oh yeah, I'll take that silver necklace in an eight ball.
I like
please.
The idea that you're just like walking with Dorothy and you're like, yeah, I figure we'll check out a movie. There's a really cool spa, cocaina. And it's like, oh yeah, three, please.
Oh, like four, like,
I'll take three.
Like,
yeah.
Like literally
yeah, three
exactly
cocaine,
that.
Please.
One, yeah. One cocaine, yeah, sir.
I'll take one cocaine. If you don't mind,
I would love to see you in that interaction. I don't know why, because I feel like that would happen, and it would make me smile.
If that happened to me,
I'd have
to buy a little cocaine. Are you kidding me? You're not buying a little bit of cocaine if a man offers it to you.
You're like, yeah, and can you throw in like a silver ring with the eight ball? Like, I would appreciate it.
What are you gonna say in that scenario? No, absolutely not.
No, gracias would be polite.
No, I don't want any cocaine,
no,
sir.
No cocaine, yeah. Señor.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I'm like leaving my conversation with my girlfriend. I'm coming back with cocaine. Like,
honey, look what I got. Yeah, you're just
like,
loose gripping coke.
This is cocaine. We don't have to take it, but I have it now. I now own cocaine.
This is so
I would love to have, I would love to be a proud cocaine owner. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I would take the silver ring before, but I would take the silver ring before and then the Mary Jane.
Is this cocaine used or is this new cocaine?
Yeah, can I rent some cocaine in Mexico?
Rent it?
Yeah.
Rent? Is it a communal cocaine?
Fuck. Oh my God. Do you have a best boy?
My best boy is, I guess, Scott Pilgrim. I usually plan it better, but I was going to say my best boy, Scott Pilgrim, and lead into my news. But yeah.
I love that for Michael Cera.
I'm glad the movie apparently like tanked when it came out. Scott Pilgrim needs a second.
It was really fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely.
It was great.
No one ever talks about it. We need Scott Pilgrim to come back out.
That, it made no money. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
I'm sure it's made plenty of money like after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like it was a flop when it happened. It was a flop when it dropped.
Yeah.
Streams on Netflix absolutely equate to dollar bills.
Look, that's called a cult classic, not a box office hit.
Well, of course, but you can still make money on a cult classic. It's Iron Giant made money, but it flopped in the box offices.
Iron Giant's fucking peak.
You got me there. I don't have my Iron Giant database knowledge on me right now.
Well-known flop in the blockbusters. It is. Incredible. Like, lost a ton of money.
I guess so.
But it's just absolutely peak. It was before its time.
Vin Diesel said, fucking, I'm Superman. And I was like,
I'm just happy Scott Pilgrim's going to get a little more. I guess, yeah, it has enough recognition. But it's cool we're getting more stuff of it.
Wait, are we getting the Vin Diesel, like, extended universe here between, like, fucking Groot, the Iron Giant, and then fucking Dom Toretto? Sorry about that.
I'm doing the math.
Is like the next Fast and Furious movie is about to come out, and I know he fucking loves Fast and Furious, but I mean,
I'm just trying to figure out if they
God link. The trailer. I saw the trailer when I went to see John Wick 4. It looked horrible.
Yeah,
it looked so bad. They said family 14 times in the fucking trailer.
Good.
I'm so excited.
Good. I was concerned they wouldn't.
Yeah, they were just like, it's like the whole trailer is about family. Jason Momoa also looks old. Like, he is like 50.
Do they? What's the gimmick of this one? Because they went to space last time.
This time is just like ending it because of family.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's the last
always,
one.
The gimmick,
it's
always
the
last one.
It's the beginning
one.
Of the end, apparently. For
it's
them.
Always the last one.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it says. Like, the beginning of the end. God knows what that means.
That's their final arc.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Fast and Furious is getting to like James Bond levels of like legacy at this point because they've had over 10 films is fucking nuts.
Oh, insane. Yeah. And
it's
I love that for them.
I wish this next one just took place entirely in space.
That would be great. Yeah. They're just in the ISS. Like,
yeah, it's
like
just
using
a sci-fi
little,
film.
Yeah, like air boosters like to try and like catch each other. That'd be fucking awesome. Yeah. So, do you want to do love letters?
Yes, please.
Okay. Don't worry. I have them.
You have all of them?
I have a couple. Good. So I don't, I mean, feel free to scramble and find some that you'd like.
Jose, feel free to answer these as well.
Ginga Daichu asks, if you were isekai'd to a world from any anime, which one would you choose?
Jose, you're first.
The only acceptable answer, at least to me, is My Hero. I'm more likely to get powers and actually survive in My Hero than any other fucking anime.
But you're more likely to get powers and be the Windex Man in My Hero Academia.
I would rather do that than be in fucking AOT or in Dragon Ball or in fucking...
There's options. There's not four anime.
I thought Dragon Ball, you get fucking pulverized by Frieza at some point.
Oh, yeah, like entire planets exploding isn't actually the best.
No, I take away my... You go first. I'm gonna rethink my answer. Fuck that. Pokemon is the answer. Yes.
That was Pokemon. That was mine. That's the answer. Demons
and they are called you.
Pokemon is the correct answer.
It is unfortunately the answer. But at the same time. Pokemon's kind of a shit answer.
Why?
Because you are literally. Okay, here's the thing. Pokemon the anime, fantastic, cute. Pokemon the manga, terrifying. Also, the fact God exists and you can tame him.
Yeah, you catch him.
Billionaires are not allowed to own legendary Pokemon. Fuck you, Elon Musk. You are not owning Deoxys. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you have to...
No, the thing is that, like, if Pokemon were real, think about it. Billionaires should not be allowed to own or tame or fucking try to go for the legendary Pokemon.
Wow, look at this socialist tamer.
No, the thing is that, like, think about if fucking Jeff Bezos owned the Palkia and he owned, like, space.
True, you're right. I can't believe they've never... I'm sure they've dabbled with that a little. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, rich
literally
people would
one
have the
one
best
of the
fucking
best
ones.
Games I played growing up was Platinum. Right? Yeah. You were giving a 10-year-old the fucking conundrum of letting somebody control space, time, and creation.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got really hyped up.
You're
there.
Good. Get hyped.
I just don't know why.
What's
you would
answer?
Get angry about
would you do Naruto?
Billionaires aren't one getting... I, can you shut up? I'm talking. Holy shit.
I like how he's like...
Go, my
bad. I like how he's like, yeah, what are you going to do, huh, Naruto? You Naruto, bitch?
You fucking loser. Yeah, fucking let me answer the question. Holy shit. I was about to say...
This is Naruto. Anyway, what I would do...
Podcast is over.
Go.
It's the last time we have a guest. Pokemon is a fantastic answer, but like the fact that Deoxys and like Arceus exist terrifies me. Like I don't like obviously no one dies. Some people die in the manga, but like at the end of the day, you get to go on your little adventure. You're 12 years old. You pitter patter into the tall grass and catch a Pikachu. Fantastic. But like the fact that God is real and I control him scares me. If I had to choose one, Pokemon probably. If not Pokemon, probably Hunter x Hunter because one. Yes, obviously Hunter x Hunter, but like Nen is so complicated and you can apply it in so many different ways. You get to build your own power based on your personality and everybody can have Nen as long as you have your aura like awakened. And like, obviously some people have higher proficiency for Nen than others, but like still very, very like a ton of possibilities. And like, yeah, you might die, but only if you go to the Dark Continent.
This podcast doesn't work when your favorite anime are ones I've never seen.
What? It's not my fault you haven't seen Hunter x Hunter. You can watch it. It's 140 episodes. You can do it.
That's so many.
It's not that many.
It's 140 episodes. It's so many.
Yeah, everybody would love to see it. Watch
60
it.
Hours.
Okay, well, that's been the love letters.
What do you mean? Do another.
Can I?
Okay, we'll do another.
I was going to say, can I change my anime and give you Pokemon?
No.
Okay, yes.
You've already agreed. Who is your favorite die in the first episode character?
Die in the first episode character?
Yeah, that's not the greatest question, actually.
Damn.
Who do you believe is the most useless character?
Fuck you, whoever asked that.
Yeah, I mean, I read it and I was like, yeah, it's fun, but I can't really think of anybody who dies in the first episode.
Nick's hot. Nick's heated.
Try to think. Who dies in the first episode?
Aaron's mom.
That's a great answer. I don't know why that would be your favorite character, but
that's the problem.
Then again, it's hard to get connected to a character who dies.
For sure she's hot.
I mean...
Who died in the first episode of One... The fucking marine guy died in the first episode of One Piece. He sucked.
Sorry, my bad. Morgan? No.
No.
I have no idea.
Some dude that Zoro killed.
Gotcha. Who do you believe is the most useless character in any anime?
Yamcha.
Fair. For sure, fair. Krillin, right?
Krillin actually. See,
Dragon Ball has a great
Krillin mirror. Krillin bagged Android 18. He's not useless.
But he's now a cop.
His use shouldn't be Android 18's dildo, though.
I would
love that fucking job.
I would take that use any day of the week, honestly.
I would love that job.
You're right. It's most of Dragon Ball who isn't Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah, and like Piccolo and Gohan occasionally.
What about Tenten?
Tenten is a fantastic answer. If you're talking Naruto, it's either Tenten or Kiba, I would say, are the two most useless characters. That being said,
I love Kiba.
Slept on useless character is, Naruto's first teacher.
Iruka.
Iruka slept on useless character. But like also, like he's like now the head of the school, so he has use there. I would say, personally, most useless character, Usopp. Usopp is...
Dude.
What are you talking about?
Worst straw hat by a... Fucking Texas
Usopp's
Mile.
Got great moment.
Texas Mile.
Oh, dude, that fight. Okay, my bad. Go.
What fight?
The fight between him and Luffy sets up the entire like redemption arc of Water 7.
Well, when Usopp is disobeying his captain and like trying to get a ship that dies 10 episodes later to like be more important than the entirety of the Straw Hat crew, that fight? Is that the fight we're talking about?
Fine.
Okay.
I think thematically it made sense to me.
Can I have a genre of character that I find useless?
Mm-hmm. Go.
You know any anime?
Horny.
I love horny characters.
Fair.
Yep.
You know any anime where the protagonist is a guy, but it's actually a girl who does everything? So like Kakegurui?
Yep.
The male of any harem
Why
anime.
Why do they do that? Just make the female character the main character.
I don't... Komi Can't Communicate does that too.
Yeah.
The male... of any anime like that is always unbelievably useless.
Like, do we need the man, like, as a medium to, like, be like, oh, here's the story?
It's like the horny medium, where it's like you just have this guy who explains what's happening, and then, like, horny teens are like, oh, I hope he gets with the girl.
Mm-hmm. Danganronpa's kind of like that, too, where you're, like, the character...
Yeah,
and everybody
you're just
else moves.
No one, yeah.
Everybody else moves this, like this.
Every Persona game.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody else moves the plot forward except for you. That's a really good one, actually. I like that a lot because it's stupid.
I hate it. I hate that genre of character.
But yeah, so Usopp or Tenten, probably your best answers.
Yamcha,
they're definitely right. up there.
Gotcha.
And that's it.
I was going to say Mineta. From MHA.
Another great answer. Yeah. Mineta is also the worst.
The invisible girl from MHA
true.
Too.
Yeah, she has a use down the line. She'll get there.
Okay, but
when she's naked?
Well, that cover was wild. That was a wild cover.
Like the Chainsaw Man.
They
treatment?
Showed her like they reveal her on a cover of one of the newer
like
chapters.
The whole thing?
I don't know. Not her head, right? You don't see her head.
You do see her head, I believe. I don't remember.
It's just like. Keep going.
It's like, it's very much just like her, but she's naked. And like her gloves are covering her boobs.
Okay.
And she's like 15. And it's like, oh yeah, the power of nakedness is this 15-year-old's power.
So like the Demon Slayer manga panel that everybody's like excited to.
Mitsuri?
See. Yeah.
Yeah, but Mitsuri's over 18. So that's, very different ballpark game.
Okay,
but yeah, it's definitely interesting. It was a lot of controversy got stirred up over it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can I see it again? Yeah. Let me.
Damn.
Yeah, it was kind of out of pocket.
That's not.
They only ever show her once in the manga. You get like a little like refraction of her later on. We'll get there with the next season of MHA. But yeah, that's been Love Letters. Thank you guys so much for checking in for this week's episode of Otaku's Anonymous. We are so happy that you choose to be with us on a week by week basis. Make sure you guys go ahead and follow our TikTok page if you want to see Danny do the Toki Doki dance, I believe is what it's called.
Vote Nick, I won.
Yeah, or vote in the poll and have Nick lose the game that he won by almost double the score. I've been Nick, also known as NC Hammer 23, on all the platforms, guys. Make sure you're following our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Moments page, also known as our little clips page there on YouTube and TikTok. Daniel.
I've been Danny Mata. You can find me on YouTube as Danny Mata. On TikTok as DMata3, where I'll be sharing and reposting the video of Nick doing the anime dance.
Yeah. So whoever does it has to repost it, naturally.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Who is this guy?
Make sure that you subscribe to Danny Mata on YouTube, the Weeb Commander on the YouTube, and also NC Hammer 23 on the YouTube.
Thank you. And you are?
Tropical Joe. You can find me on wherever you want to see me. Tropical Joe Gaming on YouTube, Tropical Joe on TikTok, and Tropical Joe on Instagram.
If you've ever been to, what is it, Regal? If you've ever seen a Nuvi ad, you've seen this guy.
Hopefully.
Maria Menounos ain't got shit on him.
You guys are absolutely amazing. I would love to be back. I love the chaos, and you guys are the best part about it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Let's go get dinner. Bye, guys.